And let's pray together. Father, it's so good to be back together. We thank you again for the book of Isaiah. Father, I pray that the beautiful text that we're looking at tonight, Lord, will lift our spirits, Father, as we think about what Isaiah has to say to us this evening. For it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Isaiah chapter 40. How many of you are familiar with Handel's Messiah? Okay, all of us probably are. We've heard at least parts of it from time to time. When we read these words here in just a moment, you're going to recognize them because they are a part of the opening chorus of the Messiah. So let's read these opening two verses together tonight. Isaiah writes, he says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and announce to her that her time of servitude is over. Her iniquity has been pardoned, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." Isaiah uses especially the opening 11 verses to introduce, or Handel used it to introduce his Messiah, but this is a beautiful introduction to Jesus Christ. And he's talking about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's told to announce to the disobedient nation that their sins have been forgiven. And the basis of their forgiveness has already been accomplished. He speaks to the heart of Jerusalem. He says, "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is over, her time of servitude is over, and her iniquity has been pardoned." The word iniquity is a word that has the idea of a straight path that has become crooked in our life. There are three basic words in the Old Testament that are used for sin. There's transgression. Transgression means rebellion against God. Then there's the word sin, which means to miss the mark that God has set for us. And then there's the word iniquity, which has the idea that we're on a crooked path and it needs to be straightened. And in order for it to be straightened, we must have help. And so Isaiah here is telling the people that, telling Jerusalem and the nation that their warfare, their servitude has ended, their iniquity has been pardoned. The way has been made straight, and we will see that later on. The rough places have been made plain. The valleys have been lifted up. And we'll see that in a little bit later. But as we look at this, we are encouraged by this. Can you imagine being living during this time, and Isaiah's word is published and is written, and the scrolls